Hey, everyone, and happy Monday, and welcome to your HRG Weekly Wake-Up Call. Hope you guys had a great weekend, and you are off to a phenomenal start for your week. Wanted to say thanks to so many of you for your awesome well wishes on my birthday today. I'm glad to be bringing you your wake-up call today on August 21st. I am excited for you all to have an amazing week and finish out the month strong. There's still 10 days left. You guys have so much time to make amazing things happen and to achieve and exceed all of your goals for the month of August. So let's get right into the call today. I wanted to announce a couple of things, reminders for you guys. First one is to watch for an Eventbrite link that's going to be coming your way today, later today. It is going to be the way that you need to RSVP for the advance coming up in October. Would really love to start getting you guys to RSVP as soon as possible. It's really going to help us to make sure that we have everything that we need so the event can be as great as possible for every single one of you. We will also be sending out some more details by next week, by the end of the month here for sure, in regards to exactly what it looks like and what you can expect from advance. But as we talked to you about in the past, I really want you to get the idea of what is going to be brought to you. We're going to have live training from Boomtown. We're going to have live training from some other resources and third parties that you are not going to want to miss that are going to bring much, much value to your business. But we're also going to have agent panels. We're going to have CEOs and other people within our organization bringing you things. We're going to have a local Vermont individual come with a really inspirational story. We're going to have amazing masterminds. You're going to learn from the hub. You're going to meet people in person. You're going to make connections with people within HRG that are going to last for the months and years to come, and all of it's going to bring value to your business. So we're super excited for you guys to come spend 2 days investing in yourself personally and professionally. That's going to kick off and make your fourth quarter much stronger, which is going to lead to an even stronger first quarter. Remember, you guys, it's essentially the expense of half of a hotel room. If you would like to share a room with someone, we'll help you with that if you need a roommate. And airfare, that's it. Pretty much all of your meals, snacks, all the things that you're going to need are going to be paid for when you're there. So we're very, very excited to have you guys join us, and we're looking forward to the RSVPs coming in so that we can continue to prepare for the event that comes up in October. Remember, it's October 12th and 13th. If you haven't looked for your airfare yet, you should probably start doing that. This is the time that you're going to get the best flights possible in terms of pricing, and we're excited for you all to be there with us. We are having fun preparing for it. We know it's going to be an awesome event. So again, watch for that Eventbrite link coming your way, and please RSVP if you know that you're going to be able to attend the HRG Advance October 12th and 13th. By the way, Vermont is gorgeous that time of year, and there's amazing things to do. So if you want to make it a trip with a friend or a family member or a spouse, go ahead and do that. It's only 2 days of training with us, and you can enjoy the rest of your time in a beautiful city in a great time of year. Remember, you guys, the Boomtown initiative is still going on. There's still 10 days left, right? Are you looking for those listings in the Boomtown leads? If you aren't, you should be. I hope you've been reading all of the emails that Aaron and Kelsey have been sending out to you in regards to your Boomtown initiative. I'm going to talk about a couple of things that you really should be looking for in this call in a little bit ahead. But remember, you guys, there is always a monthly initiative going on. The initiative is bringing you clarity and helping you become a master of a lead generation system. So please take the Boomtown initiative seriously. Take all the initiatives seriously. Read the emails that come your way and do the things that you're learning each time you get an email. That's how you master something, one task at a time, one item that you're learning at a time. I'm telling you, if you do that, you're going to become the master of the lead generation systems you have access to, and this is how you have a successful, consistent, sustainable business. The advanced contest is still on, you guys, so remember, you need a 4 total pendings and listings for you to get your hotel paid for by your CEO and HRG. Then all you really have out of your pocket is one airplane ticket. What an amazing opportunity to get to a phenomenal event and to invest in yourself with very little financial investment. So go ahead and get your 4 pendings and listings. Not only are you going to save money in advance, but that's a huge opportunity for you to be making money this month when you have a combined 4 total of listings and pendings. There's a few of you who already are there. Congratulations to those of you, but I'm not even going to announce who is winning it and who all earned it until the end because we still have 10 days left. don't give up, you guys, just because it's August 21st. Remember, August is a long month. You do have plenty of time, not only just to achieve your goals for August, but also to get yourself four total pendings and listings to make sure that you can get your hotel paid for advanced. Also, wanted to let you know the Recruit Referral Contest is officially over. It was last week. Congrats again to Gus in Miami for winning the $1,000 prize, and also to Jackie in Colorado for coming in a very, very close second. Between the two of them, they recruited or got in contact with over 30 talented people to talk to their CEOs. What an amazing feat in and of itself. Congratulations to both of you for always looking how you can transform lives through homeownership, how you can help find opportunity for people and be in business with the best of the best, which is an amazing opportunity for everybody involved. And I just want to say congratulations to those of you who focused on that and made it a priority, and particularly to Gus and Jackie for their amazing results. Also, a quick reminder, if any of you are attending Mega Camp coming up, it's coming up quickly. It's here in less than a month now. In September, we wanted to remind you that we're having an all HRG mastermind in person on Monday afternoon. We'll get more details out, but it's going to be somewhere around 2 p.m. There in Austin, excuse me, of course, Central Standard Time. So if you are planning to be at Mega Camp, I would love for you guys to be there on Monday. So plan ahead if you haven't gotten your tickets and watch for the details that are going to come your way. We're excited to see you in person, those of you that are going to be there. So let's move on to welcoming those that are new to HRG since the last time I did the weekly wake-up call. So last week, we welcomed two new people to HRG, Denise in Miami and Kendra in Colorado. Welcome to both of you. We're super excited to be in business with you. We can't wait to see all the successes that you're going to have with HRG and your teams there in Miami and Colorado. I also wanted to say congratulations to those of you that are having closings for the week. As I say every week, and I just need to continue to remind you, every single time you guys get to a closing table with a client, you have transformed another life through home ownership. You're getting yourself closer to the goals that you've got in place for you and your family members and your big why. And you continue to transform many people's lives through homeownership every single week, which is truly amazing to see. And I just want to say congratulations to all of you who have closings this week, who have had closings so far this month, and that will have more closings, because this is what we do it for, you guys. This is what gives us the job satisfaction, is knowing that we were able to play an important part in helping make this one of the most transformational times in someone's life, buying or selling real estate, smooth and stress-free, and ultimately achieving their goal of homeownership in the closing. So congratulations to all of you. This week alone, Lindsay in Vermont has two closings. Heather in Massachusetts has a closing. Jeff Bush in Wisconsin has three closings this week. Davi in Miami has a closing. David Hill in Massachusetts. Noah in Vermont. Joel Mickelson in Wisconsin. Mary Metcalf in North Carolina, Shannon in Vermont, Jim Krimpelbein in Wisconsin, Chip Harris in North Carolina. You have three closings. Congratulations. Christian Peterson in Minnesota. Joey Torkelson in Minnesota has two closings this week. James Anderson in Minnesota. Betsy Ferguson has two closings in Wisconsin this week. And Jill Holt in North Carolina also has a closing. So congratulations again to all of you and your clients, and way to go in continuing to be instrumental in this type of an important goal in people's lives and transformational time. I also wanted to say congratulations to the top teams right now. We're looking at listings and pendings for the month of August, and right now we've got a lot of ties going on. It is a tight race. Again, we still have 10 days, but as of right now, in listings, the number one team in listings for HRG is our Arkansas team with 13. We've got a tie for second between Vermont and Wisconsin, and a tie for third place between Connecticut and Miami. And in pendings, we've got a tie in first place between Vermont and Wisconsin. They both have 12 pendings. In second place, we have a tie in Colorado and Connecticut. They both have 10. And third place in pendings, Arkansas and Maple Grove, both with 9 pendings. We have a ton of time to see who's going to continue to add listings and pendings and pull ahead. I love this friendly, fun competition. It keeps us all on the top of our game. You guys need to rally together as teams and see what you can do to get yourself to that top place I know that together you'll have fun doing it, and it's going to impact each and every one of you on an individual basis when you push yourself to achieve all of your goals as well. Remember, together we all achieve more, right? And this is why we do these things. This is why we post it. This is why we have that friendly, fun competition, and why we want you all to rally together as a team to make the best happen that you can each and every month. So congratulations to those of you that are leading the listings and pendings or in the top three spots. I also wanted to say congratulations to Suzanne and Brian in our South Carolina team. They recently joined us and they just put up their first pending with us. So congratulations to you guys. Also congrats to Amy Cromer in North Carolina for her first listing with HRG. And I wanted to give a big thanks and shout out to Ariel for covering for Eric in our transaction coordination division while he's out. Teamwork makes the work happen, right? So I love it. Congratulations to you guys for just being a great team and helping all of our expansion partners across the country, and always, you know, being there to cover for each other so that we can all have a life worth living as well and be able to service everybody and make things run smoothly. Also, there's another example of that in our North Suburban office in Minnesota. Big shout out to that team. Especially John Benzel there, because for the last week, both Joey and James, the CEO and the lead buyer's agent, were out on for various reasons for the entire week, and they pulled together as a team with John leading the charge and really held down the fort. That's what teamwork is about. That's why, another reason why you want to be part of a team. We can all have balance. We can all have a life worth living. We can all chip in and help each other out. What another great thing that you guys all have that others don't when you're part of an amazing team. Locally, like you are, as well as the overarching support and team at HRG. So I love to hear those stories. I love to see when that all comes together and business continues on at a very high level, and people can go and also spend time with family, friends, and doing the things that they need to do that are not work related. So that's awesome to see, and congrats and thanks to you guys for doing that and being such great team players. So I also wanted to move into a success story. I love to share these with you guys every single week because it's so motivational and inspirational, and it shows us that we all have tremendous opportunity right in front of us if we just want it. I also wanted to use this particular success story because as we move into the fourth quarter, right, we're getting close to the fourth quarter, we need to be doing the activities. I promise you, if you do the activities, the opportunities and the results are going to show up. And the more activities you're doing today, the more results will show up in the fourth quarter, which means the better first quarter you'll have. One of the main reasons and one of the big reasons that you are partnered with a team is to continue to have consistent business, to run your real estate business in a way that it is consistent, it is sustainable, and that you aren't riding that roller coaster that many real estate professionals ride on a yearly basis. And the fourth and first quarters are paramount for you to make sure that you don't have that roller coaster ride. And it all boils down to the activities. It doesn't matter what time of year it is, you guys. There's always people that need to buy, sell, or invest in real estate. And the bigger the pipeline you create today, the more of those things are going to come to fruition in the fourth quarter and that are going to roll over in the first quarter. The momentum is key. You cannot let your foot off the gas pedal today. We don't want you to. You don't want to. Now is the time to continue to keep that consistency. And by the way, you don't have to be necessarily lead generating 10 hours a day to make sure that you have a good fourth and first quarter. You just have to have consistency every single morning. You need to master those systems and those lead generation tools that we provide to you, that we share with you, that we train you on. And when you master those systems and every single day you have a focus for a couple of hours, 3 hours every morning on those systems, that's all you need to do to make sure that you have the consistency in your business that you need, that you can achieve the goals that you want and you can have huge success. So Dan Preston in our Vermont office was newer to real estate when he joined HRG in March this year. I just want to share a little bit about Dan because Dan does the activities. He is mastering the Boomtown system. He is mastering lead generation. He does the activities on a daily basis, and he really has created a schedule and a consistency in that. And so here are some of the results that have come from that. This is why I want to share it, because not only to congratulate and recognize Dan for what he's doing, but also to motivate and inspire all of you to continue to create the time blocking and the schedule to do the activities that you know you can do as well to also achieve massive success. But since joining HRG in March, Dan has consistently closed 2 transactions every single month. Currently, he has 11 pendings, 4 for this month alone, and has already closed 3 this month. So far this month, 7 transactions in just the month. This is amazing. And on top of that, he has 6 active listings and 5 active buyer clients currently. Again, he is doing the activities and he is having the results. These are massive numbers. Start doing the math on this, you guys. This truly is a business worth owning and a career worth having. So congratulations, Dan, on doing the activities, on focusing on the lead gen systems, on mastering those things, taking them seriously, learning what you need to do in terms of time blocking and really committing yourself to the 15-3. We're really, really proud of you. We're excited, super excited to see all the success. This is going to create continued consistency and success and even larger successes for you in the months ahead, in the quarters ahead. And all of you have the opportunity to do what Dan is doing. Many of you are probably already doing it as well, but those of you that are doing the activities are having results like this. And those of you that are struggling a little bit with your consistency, I promise if you plug into the lead generation initiatives, you read the emails that are coming, you master the systems, and you commit to the 15-3, you do those activities, you will too have successes just like this. Congrats again, Dan. Excited to see what you're going to do in the future. And for all the rest of you, I'm excited to hear many of your success stories moving forward as well. So speaking of the fourth and first quarters, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the initiatives that we have going on. Because, again, the lead generation initiative is what's creating the consistency for you guys to have a strong fourth and first quarter. And I don't want you guys to lose sight of the fact, because now we're going to get a little distracted, right? We're coming into the end of August. It's the end of summer. We need to do last-minute vacations. The weather's starting to get a little cooler in many of the spots that we have teams in. We want to take advantage of the last great weather. We've got school starting. We have a lot of things that could potentially distract us. What I'm here to tell you is if you can master the systems that we are providing to you, if you can just do the things that are coming to you in the initiatives, and if you can just commit yourself to 15-3, the rest of those things can come into play. Just don't do it at the expense of those things, because you will have a slower fourth quarter if you start taking your foot off the gas pedal today. You will have a slower first quarter, and all we are here to share with you and show you and tell you is that doesn't have to be the case. You all have Boomtown systems that have amazing opportunities in them. You all have spheres of influence that have amazing opportunities in them. All you need to be doing is having some consistency in your communication with those people, and we're here to help you do that. So I wanted to ask you a couple of questions or remind you of a couple of things. When it comes to your Boomtown leads, right, I need to make sure that you guys are utilizing the Boomtown Hot Sheet. This is a huge opportunity. If you're not checking the Hot Sheet daily to send your leads new listings and price reductions, you're truly missing the boat. You need to use this Boomtown Hot Sheet to check in your daily report of the new listings, the price reductions, the back on the markets, right, from within your Boomtown account. So when you do this, basically what's happening is, right, those hourly updates from your MLS is going into your Boomtown. Then that hot sheet provides you the key information that you need to connect with hot listings to the most appropriate leads that you have in the system. If you're doing a good job of talking with your leads, you know what they're looking for. You've had conversations with them. The market is shifting and changing a little bit, so things are reducing in price. New listings are coming on the market. Things are falling into their criteria that maybe weren't before. This is how you bring value to your Boomtown leads. I hope all of you have started to realize during our Boomtown initiative, this is not about just having, you know, leads come in, trying to convert them immediately, and if they don't convert, dismissing them. This is about building relationships and building a database of people who know you as a real estate professional. You need to think about your Boomtown leads and your Boomtown connections and this CRM as your opportunity for building more and more relationships, having more opportunities come from it, having more referrals come from it, both listing and buyer activity. So what can you do to think differently about your Boomtown leads? What can you do to build relationship and bring them value on a daily basis? Well, the most important thing you can do is ask them questions, engage them in conversation. Even if they aren't ready to make a move today, don't dismiss them. Have a conversation, asking them questions. Aaron sent out a great question that you should be asking all of your leads, especially, of course, when they're brand new, when you're trying to fact find and see what's going on with them and what they need. What's prompting your move? That simple question. You need to be asking this to all of your leads. When you're calling new leads, scripts are really important. We've talked about this, right? So if you ask the right questions to ensure that you're properly qualifying lead, it's going to help you tag the lead. It's going to help you learn more. It's going to help you set the to-dos and reminders, right? Buying and selling is a huge decision, you guys. We know this usually comes from a life change as well. So ask the questions. When you ask the right questions, you're going to get the answers that are going to help you to convert the lead and bring them more value. It'll help you understand their goals, their dreams, right? After all, again, we need you to change your focus from just converting a lead to actually getting to know that person and who they are and how you can help them and bring them value. This is what's going to allow you to provide the best service out of the gate, but actually moving forward. So what's prompting your move is a great question, but there are many other great questions that you can ask. Bottom line is get to know them, treat them as if they were anybody in your database, and figure out what you can do to bring them value. When you start doing that, you guys, you're going to think of other ways, other information that you can be bringing to them. This is how you then build a strong relationship and rapport with them, and it's absolutely how you're going to get the highest conversion rate out of those leads. There are people in your Boomtown system that are buying and selling real estate every single day. These leads are real, and if you're not keeping in touch with them, they're buying or selling with someone else. So all you need to do is think about these leads as people that you're going to meet on the phone, you're going to talk to, you're going to build rapport with, you're going to learn about, you're going to get asked questions of, you're going to take great notes. And then you're going to use that system to help you bring them as much value as possible. So I hope many of you are changing your mindset when it comes to these leads. Those of you that are converting at a super high level, and it's awesome to see that. The second thing I wanted to bring up to you guys is, are you aware of our Love It or Leave It guarantee? For those of you that are working with buyers, and specifically, of course, when you're talking to potential buyer clients in the Boomtown system, when you're getting referrals, when you're meeting people in an open house that are going to be buying a property, I just want you to remember that we have the Love It or Leave It guarantee. You all have the opportunity to provide this guarantee to them, especially when it's somebody that doesn't know you well, whether it's coming from Boomtown or somebody that you're meeting in an open house for the first time. This is a great way to show them that they don't have to worry about working with you. You're not going to push them into a home or force them to buy something they're not ready to purchase, that you feel so confident in your ability to help them find the right house that you're going to offer them the Love It or Leave It guarantee. You need to make sure that you understand this program at a high level. You should be talking to everybody that you know that may be looking to buy a home about this. In fact, it might actually help some of your Boomtown leads open up to you because they may be close to you because they don't want to feel pressured. They're not quite ready to commit to you as an agent yet, yet they are seriously considering buying a property and they're just starting that process. How can you stand yourself apart from the competition and how can you help them feel confident and comfortable in opening up to you right away? Well, bringing up the Love It or Leave It guarantee is another way to do that. Remember, the Love It or Leave It guarantee basically just states that if the buyer doesn't absolutely love their new home and they need or want to move within the first 12 months, that we'll sell it for them without charging them a listing commission. Now, of course, we have to do the buyer side payout, right? So we have information that will disclose that to them. And then they have to buy their new home with us as well. That's, of course, how we're going to still continue to be able to also make money, and you're going to be able to make money. But offering them the opportunity to sell their home at no listing side commission within that first year for whatever reason they need or want to move is a huge opportunity. It's showing that we're willing to put some skin in the game and that we're willing to work with them to look for the best opportunity. And if something were to change down the road, we are their partner and we will help them make the move if they should need to or want to. So I love this guarantee. If I were talking to buyers, I'd be talking about this every single day. And I wanted to remind you of it because I feel like many of you forget that we have this awesome guarantee. So start role-playing that a little bit. Think about how you're going to share that with people. Make sure you understand the program itself and start talking to people about it. This is a huge opportunity for you, again, to stand yourself apart from the competition and show that you truly are a professional that values the relationships and is there to come from contribution and help the people that you work with at a very, very high level. So let's move into the last part of the call, you guys. It's my favorite part. It's the motivation part. As we're talking so much about keeping our foot on the gas pedal and moving forward to having consistent success also in the fourth and first quarters, and to avoid any kind of seasonality, to avoid that roller coaster ride that so many real estate professionals find themselves in on a regular basis, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the first accountability in a book that I'm reading. It says, Doing the Right Things. That's the first accountability. It made me think a lot about doing the activities, the success story that I brought up, Dan in Vermont, and those people who are having multiple closings just in this week alone. Clearly, these people are doing the activities on a regular basis, and the results are showing up. They're focusing on doing the right things. That's all we need to do, you guys. It's really simple. If we just focus on doing the right things, we're all going to have the levels of success that we want. Efficiency is doing things right, but effectiveness is doing the right things, right? Doing the wrong things in an efficient way can cost us. And when we look closely at any given day of our lives, we realize we might be doing the fun things and we might be doing the easy things, but are we sure that we're doing the right things? Because little things can have a really big impact. I learned this actually as I watched my fiance and his son go through, and some other people go through a climb of a mountain. And I heard them talking about different things, and I was reading something else similar to this, when it's the little things actually make a huge difference. And when you climb a mountain, it's like really focusing on the small things is what's going to get you to the end game, right? So, for example, when someone climbs Mount Everest or Mount Rainier, a large mountain where they really have to have some focus and they really need to make sure that they're doing the right things and focusing on all of those right things, it helps. They have to get very clear about what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing to make sure that they're safe and that they can get to the top. Because so much of what you have to do has such a direct impact on whether you live or die at that point, right? Or something horrible could happen. You have to do the right things, and you have to do those things consistently, or potentially you could find yourself in a life-threatening situation, right? Something as simple as putting one foot in front of the other or breathing in a certain way, they start to realize it really carries tremendous consequences. So it can be any step. It has to be the right step. It can't be just any step, right? It can't be just any move. It has to be the right move. And it's a lesson that I think can really hit home for all of us, even those of us that have never climbed a mountain and maybe never will. The reality is, you guys, is that the mountain can give you the opportunity to learn the importance of the little things that you do, because the little things have really big implications. It's an intense way to live, but it's a really good way to live, I think, right? You get into the habit of asking yourself, if my life depended on the next action I took, how differently would I perform that action? That's a great question. If my life depended on the next action I took, how differently would I perform that action? Because doing the wrong thing can have massive consequences. We don't always see them in our daily life because it's not going to actually be life or death at that moment, but it could have some massive consequences down the road, maybe a week, maybe a year. But because it's that instantaneous and it's not life or death, we start to not think as seriously or live as intensely as we would if we were, for example, climbing a mountain, right? When a single action can determine whether you live or die, you really learn to evaluate your actions a lot more closely in those situations. But I think all of us can bring that mindset and that intensity to our daily life, at least to our daily life professionally speaking, so that we can be so efficient, right? We can be so effective that we can really focus on the right things and doing the things that we need to do in the right way that make a positive impact, that help us get to the places that we want to go. It's interesting because, you know, a lot of people will ask the question, well, what makes someone successful, right? I've heard a bunch of different, if you read the one thing, you read a bunch of different books, many of them come with something similar. It usually comes down to do the right things consistently and do them with a commitment to excellence, or something that means that, right? That's an easy way for me to articulate it to you guys. They don't all say it in those exact words, but it's doing the right things consistently and then doing them with a commitment to excellence. That's truly what will make someone successful. And I feel like every successful person that you hear about, that you read about, that you talk to, absolutely agrees with it and believes it. And the reality is that we are all accountable for doing the right things consistently in life. If something is not working at the level of excellence for us, the fact is it's our responsibility and no one else's, right? No one else can do our own right things for us, and no one can ensure that we're doing them to the level of excellence if we do not. So by doing our own right things for us, I mean choosing those activities that support our goals, right? Once we have settled on that goal that makes sense for each of us, we must be relentless in pursuing the answer to the question, what can I do consistently with a commitment to excellence that will make it easier to achieve this goal sooner rather than later? And that's just a different way of asking that the question in the One Thing book, right? So we must pose this question for ourselves as individuals, and if we're leaders, help others identify that as well. So there's a great quote I read. It said, without exception, anyone in a leadership role has to stand tall and accept the responsibility, not only for setting the vision, but also for establishing the strategy, for the execution, and for the results. And all of us, as I have talked to you many different times, are leaders in our own business, leaders in our own world, right? So it sounds inspiring. I get it. And a lot of people don't exactly know how to start. They don't exactly know what to do. They don't actually always know what their right things are. And so I believe a good way to start when it comes to doing the right things is to just take a look at what the other successful people in your industry, on your team, in HRG are doing, and looking at how they're achieving the results, which will help you to understand what your right things are, and then you just truly need to make them your own, find your own way, time block it, do it at the highest level that you can do it with a commitment to excellence, do it with that relentless pursuit of getting it done every single day, which will ultimately lead to the achieving of your goals. So I think the reality is that as we look to continue to maintain this consistency now until the end of the year, which will also carry us into that first quarter at a really great level, we all just need to ask ourselves the question, you know, what is it that, you know, we should be doing today? So if our life depended on the next action that we took, number one, what would we do? And how differently would we perform that action? And if we start living that intensely in our professional world with that intense focus and that high level of commitment to excellence and truly focusing on those things that are right for us, those important things, it could be one or two or three things. We all know, you guys, it's lead generation first and foremost in our business when it comes to the professional our professional world. We don't have people to help if we're not lead generating for people to help, following up with leads. We aren't going to be able to service them. We aren't going to be able to do anything at a high level or with a commitment to excellence if we're not doing that. So we all know that that's one of our right things to do, right? And I think that the reality is that sometimes we just brush it off like it doesn't matter. But I can tell you, if you've ever been in this industry before and you've taken a quote-unquote break from doing the right things and from lead generating, it showed up at some point in your business. It showed up where you didn't have paychecks for a month or 2 or 3 months, and it was painful and it was scary and it was stressful. And that's what I'm talking about, the consequences that will come that we don't always see at the time, right? But if we can live so intensely with that focus and that reality in our mind that if our life depended on this next action, what is it that we're going to do? How differently would we perform it? What would we do differently today? You're going to avoid that roller coaster ride and avoid that month, 2, 3 months of no paycheck because you've got that intense focus, because you're looking at what you do every single day so much more differently, right? And so I think that it's just really important for us to take the initiative, right? And to create that big goal and to focus on the right things, to choose to do them with a commitment to excellence, to choose not to let up on the gas pedal right now, and to truly continue to create the habits that are going to support our goals, which we all know what they are. And we all, sometimes many of us, including myself, will start having reasons, which, remember, you can only have reasons or results. You cannot have both. Right. So when you find yourself going down that path of having reasons, would you have a reason as you're climbing to the top of a mountain when you knew that if you did something incorrectly, it could be detrimental to your life? Would you have reasons then, or would you have results? Pretty sure all of us would have results, and we would have the focus, and we would make it happen. And I challenge you today to push yourself to have that same mindset towards your goals for the rest of this year and into the first of next year, because it is possible. It's simply a mindset and a focus and a choice to live professionally as intensely as you would if you were climbing a mountain and your life depended on it. Thanks so much, you guys, for joining me today. I greatly appreciate so many of you joining in every single Monday for our HRG weekly wake-up call. I hope you're enjoying it. I want to remind you again, please send me success stories. Send me topics you want to learn about. Send me questions. Share with me things that you and your team are doing, things that I want to know, that we all want to know, that can inspire and encourage others. This is your opportunity to be able to help everybody be more inspired and be more motivated. Again, together we all achieve more, but we can't if we don't hear the things that you're all doing in your local teams that might be important for us to know about. So I would love to receive more information from you guys. Feel free to call me or email me at carrie@hergroup.com. We want to be able to share and the excitement, and we're so proud of the successes that so many of you are doing. And we're so honored to be in business with each and every one of you. And the more you share with us, the more we can share with everyone, the more we all are going to learn and grow together. Thanks so much again, you guys. Don't forget, watch for the Eventbrite link, RSVP to advance as quickly as you can. I'm super excited to see every single one of you there. It's right around the corner. We're almost already into September, so we're going to be seeing each other in just a little over a month. And we're very, very excited for that opportunity. So we're excited to see those RSVPs start rolling in. Thanks again, you guys. Don't forget to join me next Monday at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, right back here again for our weekly wake-up call. If you have anything that you'd like to share, just email me prior to then. Thanks. Make it a great week, you guys. Talk to you soon.